I want to baptize a few people today. This water is still a little cool, but it's okay. I don't know if it's just me, Chad, but the moment I got in here, I started craving a ribeye. Baptism. You know, there's Jesus got baptized in the River Jordan, and he said he did it to fulfill all righteousness. It's a statement that's oftentimes misunderstood or debated. But the interesting thing about that is this. Water baptism has three different reasons for water baptism, biblically. Number one is for repentance. Jesus had nothing to repent from as he was water baptized. Secondly, conversion. Those who converted to the faith, Jesus had nothing to convert to. He is Christ. But still, he set an example for us to follow. But thirdly, which is something powerful, is this. In Exodus and Leviticus, the Bible teaches that the others who got washed and baptized were the priests when they were entering into their priesthood. Jesus was baptized and then his ministry began as the high priest on earth. So I believe when you get baptized today, yes, it is a visible demonstration of repentance. Yes, it is a public demonstration of conversion. But I also believe something supernatural happens at baptism. Or I believe we, according to the Greek, it means to immerse. We go under and come out again in great power. And I believe for many of you who've never been water baptized, will be water baptized today, I declare over your life, this will be the beginning of a new season in ministry that God has for you. See, the priests at that point of the baptism were able to touch the holy things and handle the holy things of God. They were entrusted with the things of God. And I believe this is just another step in that direction, that you are being entrusted. You're choosing to say, God, I publicly confess that I will be a trustworthy servant with the things you have entrusted to my care. Amen. Huge moment today. Are you ready for water baptism? First up on the screen, we have... Quinn is not here today, in fact. Quinn is not here today. Next up, we have... There you go, Leilani. Leilani. I should have read that last name, right? Because the other Leilani's already been baptized. Leilani, come on up. Come on up. Isn't it nice and warm? You can make your way right over here to this side, or you can sit right there. You have your phone. Take your phone out. Get ready to take some pictures. You ready today? It's warm, isn't it?
It's okay.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm not letting her say no. Let's go ahead and get on our knees. All the way to the front, please. It's no longer warm. Leilani, do you confess today that Jesus Christ is Lord?
Yes.
You confess that he was crucified and raised on the third day and sits at the right hand of the Father?
Yes.
Do you confess that salvation is only through the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Then you're ready to be water baptized. Are you ready? Really excited about what God has done in her life, her and her family's life, and those that are here. I believe that row is going to continue to grow with family members and friends. And one of the reasons I believe is because of you. I really believe this moment forward, you're going to be bold and you're going to declare who he is. And you're going to bring many to Christ, not just young people, but many in your own household. They will look upon you for encouragement, for stability, even at your young age. And they'll say, wow. Look at the wisdom that's inside of her, and you will let them know why. It's only because of Jesus. Are you ready today? I'm excited. Here we go. He's going to hold this microphone. You go ahead and cover your nose. If you want to get more comfortable, why don't you sit instead of being on your knees? I don't want your back to break. There you go. Cover your nose. Good. Put your hand here. There you go. Leilani, according to the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of Holy Spirit.
you are worthy of it all.
First one, I'm already crying. Cesar, it's actually just water splashing on my eyes. All right, next up, what do we have? Sarai! Not here? Not here today? Okay. All right, next up, Victoria! Victoria! Make your way up here, Victoria. Give it up for Victoria. Victoria, today's the day. How long have you been saved?
I'm in Greece like 19 years old. Yeah, but
she's been saved since the age of 10. But she has never been water baptized. So today's the day. You are. You're such an example. If you're sitting here today and time has passed and you're thinking, oh, it's just way too late, it's never too late for water baptism. In fact, it's never too early. Today is your opportunity to do the same. Are you ready today? Amazing things we're declaring over your life. Amazing things over your life. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. We're declaring. See, I've met with her several times, so I know a little bit. So I have to be careful what I share. We're declaring that your house will be a place of freedom and victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Victoria, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Confiesa al Señor como tu Salvador.
Do you believe He died on the cross, was raised from the dead on the third day, and sits at the right hand of the Father? And do you believe there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ? According to the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of Holy Spirit. I've done several baptisms. I've had the opportunity to do several. They're all great. There's something really special about this one. Really, just really sense Holy Spirit here. Every time someone goes under, they come back up and they're in tears. I mean, this is just, it's really the presence of the Lord. And I'm just really excited about what God is doing. All right, next up we have Cheyenne. Said, oh, it's actually cold. You lied. It says 82 degrees. I think it's broken. Shanna, we're just privileged to have you here in the church with us. We're better because of you. You're an asset to this ministry. We're encouraged by your faith, by your zeal, and your passion for God, by your joy in the midst of adversity and pain. Oftentimes in the midst of my own pain, I look at you and I see a smile and you really lift me up. And I'm just, I want to say thank you. Thank you for serving Him with all you have. You have definitely burned all the ships and you've definitely decided not to turn back. And you said Jesus is you or it's nothing. And that's Bible. That's Christianity in its most primal stage. And so today's a big day for you. you say that God has called you to the nations, well, let's get you baptized. And then in due time, let's get you to the nations. Yeah. Amen. I want to make sure her back is okay. Shanna, I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to need you to acknowledge it. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord? Do you believe He was crucified and raised on the third day, sits at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe He is the only way to God? And cover your nose for me, you're going under. Shanna, according to the confession of your own faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of Holy Spirit. Teary-eyed. I see you. I'm not the only one. Yeah. Where's the celebration afterwards? Where are we going? No. All right. Who do we have next? Next. All right. Gerardo. Make your way up here, Gerardo. Yes. Help you. I might go down with you. All right. Many meetings, much prayer. And here we are. For those who were not here last week during Vision Sunday, Holy Spirit really prompted me to just bring him on stage because he was crying. And I normally do not do this. I follow systems and orders and protocols for those who know me. But I really felt instructed to bring him up, and I did. I had no idea why. I gave him a microphone. He did something pretty radical. He just opened his mouth and he confessed. He confessed his addiction to drugs for over 20 years. Everything else he's been battling with. He texted me afterwards and he actually said, "Thank you. Because it was in that confession I obtained my freedom." So here we are. This is truly, truly not just symbolic, but truly a spiritual truth was taking place here today. When I put you in that water, the old man and all its addictions are gone. And you're coming out a new person in Christ Jesus. Amen. You believe that?
He died last week when he touched, when the Spirit touched me in here. That wasn't me talking. That wasn't me up there. That was the Holy Spirit. I've been asking him. He's the one. Since last week, the Holy Spirit, I couldn't stop crying. It was him. He touched you and he touched me. And I don't know what God did, but he cleaned me out of everything. I have no desires for anything but the Lord.
Let's do it. You get used to it after the fifth person. I'm going to ask you, as I asked everybody else, do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Oh, yeah.
You confess He was crucified, buried, raised on the third day, and sits on the right hand of the Father.
Yes, sir.
And do you believe that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father?
The only way.
Then let's do this. According to the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of Holy Spirit. decided to hold them down just a little bit longer than the rest. No, you're good. You are healed. Oh, wow. Listen, I don't even know who's next. Is there anyone who's next? Is there any more? All right, pop a slide for me. Jose, let's go. Big. Big weekend for Jose. Attends our next step class. Joins a ministry. Is getting water baptized. What's next? What's next? That's it. That's it. That's exactly what's next. The Bible is clear. I told somebody this today that you and I and every single person here has entered into one particular ministry. I don't know if you guys knew that. The Bible says we have all entered into the ministry of reconciliation. So if you're wondering, where do I belong? Welcome to the ministry. It's reconciliation. It's to bring those who are far off close to Him. And that's what God's calling you to do. That's why He's called you to pray. That's why He's calling you to do what you're doing, because He's going to bring those who are far off close to Him through all that you do. Are you ready? All right, let's go. He said it's warm. See that? Jose, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you confess He was crucified, buried, rose on the third day, and sits at the right hand of the Father? And do you confess this morning that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to Father God? Jose, according to the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of Holy Spirit. Where are you, Annie Lemmies? Come up here. Come up here. Come on, Annie Lemmies. We're going to baptize you. I'm going to get the rest of my shirt wet right now. Let's do this. We're going to go deep in there. Make your way here. Annie Lemmies has been... Annie Lemmies, you started attending because of a hurricane. Correct? That's it? Yeah, it was during Love Our Cities or Hurricane that took place, if you recall. You can make your way in here. You're going to be cold with me. And Hurricane had hit, if you recall, that she had seen our Love Our City event, Hurricane hit, and she was without electricity or anything for about, 3 weeks? Something like that. And so she messaged us through Facebook. We monitor her Facebook messaging, by the way. And that's why we have 5 stars. So we responded to it immediately, and my wife and I, we went over there, took some groceries, if you remember, trying to get you some food, get you going. She drove by first, and then the hurricane hit after that, and so we went over there and just really shared the love of God. That was just God loving on you. And after all that time, here she is with her daughter, with her family, all of them moving forward and serving the Lord. Sometimes you don't have all the words to say. But if you have love, then you allow Holy Spirit to use you. And that might be sometimes just giving a gift. It might be through providing some food when someone doesn't have. And you never know how Holy Spirit begins to work and touch people's hearts. And that's what took place here. It was that act of kindness that drew you to God. The Bible says, for the goodness of God leads men to repentance. It was God's goodness that drew you to Him. And here you are today. We're just really excited that you are here getting water baptized. Finally. You ready? She says, don't let me drown. I got you. It's only about 2 feet. No, it's okay. I'll get you out. Okay, honey, let me. So you ready?
Have you confessed Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
Amen. And do you believe He was crucified, buried, raised from the dead on the third day, and sits at the right hand of the Father? And do you believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to get to the Father? The only way. You ready? Let's get your water baptized. We now, according to the confession of your faith, baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of Holy Spirit. So that means there's individuals here who are experiencing what's happening and they're making a decision. And so you're going to see some names pop up here that were not on it, but God just began to move on some people's hearts. And I know it's already past time, but this is a moment of celebration. I mean, if there's any reason to stay, it's because of this. We want to honor the decision all those are making today. So we have Genesis. Make your way up here. Genesis. It's warming up. Now, Genesis is daughter of Ahilemis, and act of kindness. Just about 2 weeks ago, a week ago, she was in youth ministry. And they began to worship. And Holy Spirit, without anyone ministering to her, Holy Spirit began to minister to her. And her life was transformed and changed that very day. She knew about God. She would attend church. But at that moment, she encountered a true relationship with Jesus. She went to the Send Conference. She testified today. God is doing amazing things in your life. Yes. I'll just say this. Continue to remain sensitive to His presence. Do not become familiar with Him. Remain really sensitive to His presence. You're a worshiper. God's calling you to worship. Believe that? So remain sensitive to His presence. I believe that God's going to use your worship to break chains and remove blind people's eyes. The captives will set free as you worship. Amen. Are you ready today? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you agree and believe that He was crucified, was buried, was raised from the dead on the third day, and today He sits on the right hand of the Father? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way? He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father but through Him. According to the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of Holy Spirit. Down on purpose. My knee slipped. So I actually ended up going down with you. Oh God. All right, we have, I believe two more. We have Isaiah. Isaiah, where are you, Isaiah? Come on up, bud. Come on up. Give it up for Isaiah. right. We got the whole family getting baptized today. This is how it's done. Wow, this is awesome. It's the family. Is there anybody else? Call them. Isaiah, you ready? Do not let anyone despise your youth. Okay? Don't ever think to yourself, I'm too young. How can God use me? Isaiah and others who've gone before him were used and called at a very young age. And God can use you too, and he will use you. Preach the gospel. Love people. Share the love of God in every way, shape, and form. And do not let anyone say you're too young. He doesn't know enough. What is he saying? You don't have information, Isaiah. What you have is an experience. And no one will ever be able to argue with that. Are you ready? Ready? Isaiah, do you confess Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you believe he was crucified, buried, raised on the third day, and sits at the right hand of the Father? And do you believe that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gets to the Father but through him? Yes? Are you ready? According to the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of Holy Spirit. One more. Xiomara. Xiomara, make your way up here. Where are you? This is a big deal here. Make your way up here, girl. Now listen, as I baptize him, is anyone else here? It's not too late. You can jump in here with me. We'll get you water baptized. That's okay. All right. Xiomara, make your way up here. Xiomara attended our Next Step class some time ago. In fact, it was through our Next Step class that I ministered the gospel, and she accepted Jesus officially during that Next Step class. So she gave her life to Christ a few months ago officially. She knew about God, but decided to say, I surrender my life to him. And so here she is today, making a public declaration of a spiritual internal truth. She's being water baptized. We want to celebrate you today. Are you ready? We're going to baptize you, and then we're all, is there anyone else before I do this? Okay, so after this, you're going to come out and we're going to worship. All of us are going to worship together for the next 2 minutes. And we're just going to celebrate and give God all the honor and all the glory today. Are you ready, somebody? All right, get down the little water with me. Once again, as I ask the Next Step class, do you confess Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you believe that he died on a cross, was buried, raised on the third day, and today he sits on the right hand of the Father? And do you believe and confess that the only way to the Father is through Christ? He is the truth, the way, and the life. And according to the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit.